So, Rabbi Yisrael, we have here some words of wisdom from the Mora Nayim in preparation for Shavuos. And the Mora Nayim in Parshas Yisro says many things, and amongst them he says a beautiful word that by Maamar HaSinai, here it's in Daf Kuf Ayin Dalad in the Mora Nayim, Vahar Boer Be'esh Ad Leiv HaShemayim. He says, what does it mean that the mountain was burning in fire to the heart of heaven? It means to say, Leiv HaShemayim means that by virtue of the fact that the Yidden were forbrent for the Rabbeinu Shalom, they were passionate in their desire to bekabel the Torah, Hashem gave them a heart transplant, and He gave them a leiv hashamayim instead of a leiv haaretz. Leiv means desire. Hashem transferred and exchanged their leiv haaretz for a leiv hashamayim. But now they yearn for himmel dikazachim, a very difficult thing. And like it says, leiv is called a luach, a heart is called like a blackboard or a slate. Like it says in Mishle, Kosvem Aluach Libecha. Write words of Torah on the slate of your heart. The Leiv Oretz, if you have a heart of Olam Hazeh, then it doesn't absorb spiritual things. The Olam Hazeh heart, which wants pizza and frankfurters and steaks, there's no, if you, spiritual things don't stick to it. So Maamar HaSinai was an awesome national act of heart transplantation. The Harbu Erat Leva Shemayim, the Yidden was zeichet to it by virtue of the fact that they were fired, they were fired up for their banishnom, they got a Leva Shemayim. And one of the signs of a Leva Shemayim is, it says, well, is that you weren't in spiritual things than Gashmias things, but also he says that the heart transplant was Nebuch reversed. At the Chet Egel, it's as if they decided to reject, just like the heart, they make a heart transplant. The heart is doing a heart transplant, it's not the transplant. That's relatively easy. You just sever arteries and veins and sew them up again with a new heart. The hard part is not to reject. You have to have all kinds of anti-rejection drugs because the immune system of the body rejects foreign bodies. The hardest thing about all transplant is to tame the human antibody idea that it's always rejecting foreign things. So, by the Chet Egel, the Yidden rejected the Leiv HaShemayim. We don't want the Leiv HaShemayim anymore. It's too much. And decided to take a Leiv HaOretz. And now, therefore, we have our old heart back again. We don't have the Leiv HaShemayim anymore. But now started the Nayan Hoga. Now, the Hoga that started now is a Leiv Nishbar. What we have right now is a Tzabrach in the hearts. Now we have a Tzabrach in the hearts, Dr. Hedig Morinayim. Now the new Hoga is the Hoga of Leiv Nishbar Venitke. So we have our old hearts back. It's the Alta heart. The heart of flesh and blood. It's not the Leiv HaShemayim. It's the Leiv Oretz. But now, the Leiv that we had becomes... The lathe becomes a lathe. We'll take it downstairs. We'll take it downstairs after. We play for everybody. We have a big crowd here. So the kids are, what we have now is the lathe Shemayim. That's a Chavek. And sorry, the lathe Oretz. And the lathe Oretz, the only way is to be Tzabrochen. That's the way. As a matter of fact, it reminds me of a very beautiful thing that Rav Meir Soloveitchik was showing me, the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tes. The Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Tes, the Gemara says that Yoe Aniyusa Liyudoi, the nicest thing for Jews is poverty. Make such announcements in Beis Medrash. Yidlach Vinchach on the Shens de Zach Rayid. The Shens de Zach is Orm Kite. Everyone should be, if Vinch on the Oilam, everyone should be Ormalite. Azoi zakt gemar yoya an yusa li yudai ke sumka barza the susya chivra, like a red bendela for a white horse. And Rabbi Elchanan explains over there the why, because the best thing for a yid is to have a lev nishbar. That's a broken heart. Zog Rabbi Elchanan, the best thing a yid can have is a tzabrach in the heart. And when a yid has a tzabrach in the heart, then he's gantz with the Rabban Shlom. The Kotzki Rebbe is vort. Sinishdo has a gantz a zafi, a tzabrach in the heart. The best is zach. Adoi zog the Gemara in Chagiga. So this is what the Gemara and I am saying over here. Originally, by Matan Torah, we had a heart transplant. And the Lev Oris became Lev HaShemayim. By the Chet Egel, we rejected the heart transplant and we came back to Alta Hearts. And the only way to now is to have a tzabrach in the hearts. That's the only way to be kind of Torah is with a tzabrach in the hearts. Ad kan divrei hamorinayim.
Yoyre.
Yeah.
It's Lev.
Yeah. Yudvav.
And Lev. It's fast of tzabrach in the hearts. Half of
a heart. Yovel. 16. 5, 16 is 32.
In Chemishim.
Yeah.
It's Yoy.
Lev is 32, the Yud Vav is 16, it's half, so Yovel is the Tzibrachan Arts. That's 50, the 50 days. Hi, we just finished the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, Gevaltik. So the Oranayim also says, the Yisoid, that he addresses something. We're going to finally have this in the Kedushas Levi. It's going to be very interesting. The Moranayim asks here in Parshas Yisro, why do you didn't have to have a Kabbalah Torah? They already had the Torah. Davos had the Torah. Avraham Avinu became called Torah Kula, Chalei Nitna. So what was the big chiddush of getting the Torah in Har Sinai? They already had from Avraham Avinu. Vim Kain, Ma Kibli Yisrael. But the emphasis is Azoi. He says that the emphasis, the Torah of Avraham Avinu, was Malubish Bekotnes Or with an ayin of the Nachash. And it had the Zuama. And other region Chav had the Torah ready. Like Chazal say, Liyaz Lodom Ish Dekotnes Or Vayel Bishem. Odom is Torah Shvik Sav. And Chav is Torah Shbal Peh. So before the Chait, Odom and Chav, the whole Torah was reflected from their body. Right? That, like it says, "V'zoyis haTorah she'asom Moshe lefnei bnei Yisrael al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe," stating in the Oiv Yisrael that originally, before the chait of the meraglim of the eagle, you could see the whole Torah written on Moshe's hands. "She'asom Moshe lefnei Yisrael al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe." Originally, Moshe Rabbeinu was so transparent. Moshe's chumrius was so, his body was so pure. You could read the Torah of Moshe's hands. Asher Som Moshe Lefnei Yisrael Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe. So to Adam Rishon and Chava before the Chait, their or, their skin, was or with an aleph, light. There was no contradiction. The or, the hoit, the hide of their skin, was not hiding the or, apthimi of the Torah. But after the Chait, so now the light of the aleph, or aleph, was extinguished. And you have the Davar Chumri, the ore of the flesh. So Avraham Avinu was Kaidam on Torah. He had Torah, but it was deep inside of him. He was Megalit, but the Velt didn't have it. And even he, it was a big avoid that Megalit of the Torah. But on Shavuos, the Matan Torah, it was not merely the Pshat that the Rebbeinu gave us the Torah. The pshat that the Rebbeinu was mafsik the zuama of the nachash, as Isaac Gemara and Shabbos give mivav. Until Matan Torah, there was a zuama. A zuama means a shmutz. It means a filth. That there was a filth that covered up the inner ore of the Torah that you couldn't see it on a mensch. By Kabbalah's a Torah, the Torah Shabbat means it's coming out of us. It's out of our own mouth. So the Kabbalah's a Torah is masalik the zuama and the ore and the klipa. That's the Moranayim's teretz. The Moranayim's teretz is that Avada was Torah before, but it was hidden. And it wasn't nikkur b'chutz, and by giving the Torah, Hashem was masalik the zuma from Klal Yisrael, so it came easier for them to attach themselves to the Torah. You can push it, get the Torah came from within every yid. Like the Beis Levi has all riches in the Akdama to Shalosh Jews is Levi that Talmud Chacham is mamish, his skin is like the gvilon of a sefer Torah. A Talmud Chacham is mamish the etzem kedusha of a sefer Torah. The Gam Tishmuz in the Beis Levi, Talmud Chacham is literally a walking sefer Torah. His flesh is like the parchment of a Sefer Torah. This is what the Mori Naim says. Now, we get the Rai in the base Halle in the Kedushas Levi. Oh, thank you very much. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaro. So Rebbe Chesed got me last week a very nice matana, the Yalkut Kedushas Levi. So if you get something, you have to use it. So, Baruch Hashem, I open it up. The first thing I see is a kasha which I've been asking for many, many years. I never saw any sefer. I've asked the Gedolei Olam, I haven't gotten a good answer. And I open up this Kedushas Levi here, and he says, Merdegazach. It's such an Iluy, the Kedushas Levi. I'm telling you that Kedushas Levi is an Iluy. If you remember, I've asked this question many times. I asked that the Kama Gedolim, the Rabbanim Shlom of Mavtiach Avram Avinu by the Brisbane Psarim, to say they're Aligit the Zachen. You have a lot of kids, you have a lot of land, Eretz Yisrael. He says, Avram Avinu Gvend Eretz Tzioini. Rabbanim says, you have a lot of Chalutzim, you have a lot of land to work on, you make a nice kibbutz. You'll make Aliyah. The Kindlach Machem Aliyah, they'll settle Eretz Yisrael, you'll have outposts in Yehud and Shomron, and you'll settle the land. And it'll be Gavaltik. Pilliploim. So remember, if I'm going to speak by your sons, by Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Shem, I'll give them a bracha. She was going to make Aliyah there, it's going to have a big farm. So I'll give them a Zab Rucha. They should go there, so a nice kibbutz. A big farm with a lot of cows and a lot of kindlach. Cows and kindlach. I don't think that bracha is going to go over too well. Vin Shimon was like, Talmud Chochem, Oysim B'Tayra, Mitzvahs. So all the Rabbanim promises are from Yitzchak, Yankov, even my, doesn't hear a word about Kabbalah Zatayra. Everything is land. What's to itself? How come Hashem doesn't speak about the Torah? What do you say? I don't have a clear teretz. The Kedush Levi addresses the question at least, and it gives a very interesting chaf of an answer. So here in the Likutim, on Parshas Leich Techo, Ezop, it brings, so the sefer that brings, it's like, this is the Kutzim from others for him about the Kedush Levi. The Soy Damuna, Parshat Lech Lecha. The Shemati Misha Lakiya, Rav Agon, Mephursim, Reb Levi Yitzchak, the Maksha. The Bunch says, Davram Avinu, Vavod, and Vinu Oysam, Arbame Ashana. Vach and Yetzer, Bechush Godl. The Bunch says, they're going to be slaves, but you know what? Yeah, they're going to schwitz, but you know what? Don't worry, they'll get rich. Doesn't take care. Manaf Machen Geld. Machen Geld, it's Hach Geld. Right? In fact, the Kedush Levi, have a little memel Avram, Vachere, can you copy Yisrael as a Torah? And that would give Avram much more simcha than saying, it's Hach Geld, Rechush Godel. What's to itself, though? It's essentially the question. What's he promising? Avram Avinu spielt the role of Hach Geld. I'm going to get up to Yisrael and say, should be a great Soisha, make some good real estate deals. Ich bin ich doon, you'll sign with the Tata, machen get the deals. Guess it deals with Tata. This town little shtetlach over there on the Hudson. Right? Great Manhattan Dicker deals, Los Angeles deals, Tokyo deals, the multi-billion-dollar deals. This is the kleine little apartment lach over there, the four. Guess it's Achim. A Twin Towers, up to something, it's a knack, a billion-dollar deal. What's the pshat? Zob Terazoy. He says, the Gemara Taki asked the question. It's actually a Mechilta. Gemara Megillah speaks about it a little bit. The Banjo says, Tavram Avinu, Arvamei Hashanah. And the truth of the matter is, you know, it's traveling. It's 210 years. And also, what's the shot? Hashem says, Avram, by the Bishop of Hashem, Yadoya Teda, Ki Geri Yezerach, Beres Olehem, Arvamei Hashanah. It should just say Teda. What's that? Yadoya Teda? So he says, so the Levi Yitzchak answers, that from the minute that Avram Avinu was told by the Rabban Shlom, Ger Yezaracha, Beret Loilahem, Avram had Gavaltik at Tsar. He had Tsar. And the Tsar of Avram, who is the Gans Klai Yisrael, is Nichlum Avram Avinu, is like the Tsar of Gans Klai Yisrael. And therefore, Avram Avinu knew from the time of the Bris of Absarim that the Klai Yisrael will be in Golis for 400 years. So it's like the Tsar starts from then. The Gola starts from the time that Avram tells him. That Hashem tells Avram. Actually, it's 430 years. From the Bris Mila B'Sarim, it's 430 years. From Yitzchak, it's born, it's 400 years. And from the actual time Yidnu Mitzrayim, from Yankif, it's 210 years. Aber Lamaisa zog the Hele Gedushas Levi. Avraham Avinu was Gans Klai Yisrael. From the moment that Avraham Avinu knew, about the fact that his kindlach had to be in Golas, that's Avasar. Imagine you knew your son's going to be a slave. The minute you heard about it, it's guaranteed the Rebbeinu tells you, your son's going to grow up to be a slave. It's not going to happen for a while. It'll be a few years yet. But you know for a fact, your son's going to be whipped, beaten, in jail, captivity, by goyim, vicious, cruel, blood. You go, it's famish, you have tzar gadol. You have more tzar than your child's going to even have himself when he gets there. So in Meila Zok, the Hele Gedur's Levi, the fact that Avram knew about it is the biggest tzar. It's like the goal started already. Gevaltige tzar. In Meila, it's Rechon Tzich Tak, like they were actually there 400 years. So in Meila, that's the pshat. The Rebbeinu says, V'acher ken yesh t'v'chush gadol, which is taka money. Because if Avram had known that after the ganze shibut and being an eved, they get the Torah, he wouldn't have had so much tzar. He says, it's worth it. Nishkeferlich. It's worth it. My son should be a slave if he gets the Torah in the end. So the tzar wouldn't have been gerechened. It had the chap, it was a chap. So the Rabbi Shlom never told Avram and the others about the Torah, because then it would be so geschmack that he wouldn't have any tzar. You know, so okay, pass my Torah, darkish the Torah, have a gadol makom Torah. So my son left tzar, but he gets the Torah in the end, it's a vet. So the Rabbi Shlom didn't tell him. I just said, Rechush Godl. So Avram said, Michael Rechush Godl, my kid just suffers so much. Thank you very much. I'm Michael Rechush Godl. That's the Teretz. He couldn't tell him about the Teretz. Yeah. A chap to the Jewish lady. Double chap. Has it answered the kash of the Yodoya Teda? Yodua B'masha Teda Kigeri Yisrael. In other words, Yodoya Teda. In other words, Yodoya Teda Kigezirach means the Yediyah itself is important for you. Yodoya Teda. The fact that you know it, that itself, is Ger Yezirach, that makes it Arbe Yeshana. Yodoya. You should know that Teda, that the Yediyah, that your kids will be Gerim, that's part of that, that makes Arbe Yeshana. The Yodoya makes it. The Yodoya Teda. The fact that you know that, that itself makes Arbe Yeshana. And if I can't tell you against the Torah, because then it'll be worth it to you. Acha. You hear? That means I saw the market. Someone, what? Sushain Galant. You're safer. That's why the Torah. That's the Rebbeinu never told the others, because the others were essentially in Golas. The others was to suffer Golas. That means I always heard a different Teretz. I heard a wonderful Teretz years ago. Mashal to a father has three sons. You know that the Torah. Yes, we see one son loves him very much. One son is kacha kacha. One son hates him. So, meanwhile, the boys are misbehaving at the table. So the son that the father loves very much, and they're very close, mamash gevaltik. So all he has to do is just say to that son, gives him a finger, gives him a little nose, a little wink, you know. you're not eating nicely. So the son sees that his father is not safrid, and the son says, "Zoi non to the tata." He loves the tata so much that the minute that happens, this kid is already showing sabrach. The other son's not so close to the father. So the father just gives him a look, not enough. He has to scream at him. "What are you doing? Why are you eating so sloppy? Why are you making such noise at the table?" Well, then the son gets the message, feels very bad. The third son, who doesn't get along with the father, so that son, if the father screams, he says, "Good, eat your heart out, Dad. Come on, I don't care. Yeah, good. Yeah, scream some more. Come on, get a heart attack. I'm asking. Good, good. I'm getting the accent. Good. I'm getting upset. Good. That's what I want to do. Good, good." So that son, the father decides to take out the strap and a stick and give him a clap that he'll know what's right and what's wrong. So three kinds of sons. One son with a little remez is good enough. One son, you missed a zakat just leave. Even a Litvak could appreciate this one. He did come from Minsk, you know. He was a Litvak, actually. The kid says, "That's Rebek. We'll try not to get you too of gevarmt, you know. You might melt." So that's the pshat. Avram Avinu, Hashem said, "Yodai Teda." Just the fact that Avram already knew. It's not his word. Just the fact that Avram knew that his kids would be in Golos, that's about the biggest tzar. Because he was so close to the Rebbeinu, just the knowledge itself was a pain. Yitzhak also. Avram was born 30 years from when he heard about it. Yitzchak was born, it's like 400 years. But Yankov sight already, for his children, the Shvatim, they weren't the Madrega Davis. For them, it wasn't enough to tell them, you should know that you're going down to Mitzrayim. They actually go down to Mitzrayim. When they went down to Mitzrayim, it was still very good. When they went to Mitzrayim, things were good, but okay. So that itself was suffering by them. I, it's Geshmak and Goshen. I, it's wonderful. But the fact that that being Gaul is that itself made a Gaulta Gitzar to them. The third Madrega was the later Klai Yisrael. By them, the fact that Hashem is not Tzafin is not enough. The fact that Hashem puts the Mitzrayim up, then they have the mamash get klep. So the redu was for them. So different Madrega was Kaish Yeshiva for 116 years. Everybody based on their relationship with Baruch Shalom. But this is the Kedusha's lady, Mary de Gavart. Avram Avinu, just the knowledge was the Tsar. And he couldn't have the Nechama that the Rebbeinu Shlom give the Torah, because then they would take away the whole Tsar. Mary de Gavart. Okay. Eints. Then the Kedusha's Levi says, he has on Shuas, a whole peckle of beautiful things on Shuas. And he has, as I, Ashton's bring to here, that from the Rebbeinu Chislonim brings down that he heard from the Kajans of Magad, he heard the name of the Kajans of Magad, that once the Vedichev and the Kajans of Magad were together on Shavuos night, and the Vedichev called the Kajans, whoever has pure eyes, and I am Zakois, and whoever has clean ears, should be able to see and hear the Koilos of Brachim that were in Har Sinai 3,000 years ago. A person on Shavuos night and Shavuos by day should see and hear the Koilos of Brachim that are by Har Sinai. And if you do that, so said the Kodesh of Magad, if that's the case, the person has to daven that Hashem should give him a refuah to his eyes and to his ears, they should be able to hear this and see this. That happened by them. In other words, the Koilos of Brachim were there. There's no question about it. But I forget which Gadol said to somebody, a Litvish Gadol said, if Yizaycha, before the morning, if a person's up all night, Yizaycha, before the morning, if Yizaycha to hear the echoes of Nasa Vinishma. If you talk to learn properly on Shavuos night, you should feel before he starts davening Shachris, right by Alois, or by Nais, you should hear Mamish, the echo, the resounding of Nasa Vinishma. Because every Yom Tov is not, that's a new thing. Our time goes in a wheel around and around, and when Pesach comes around, it's literally the same time that it was 3,500 years ago when Yid left Mitzrayim. And when Shavuos comes around, it's literally the exact same time. It's not shot, there's a time line. Time doesn't go in a line, a horizontal line. Time goes in a circle, and every year when we get to the same time on that circle, it's mamish the exact same time. Zman Chay Rusenu, Zman Matan Tar Rusenu, it's the exact same time. Then he brings down, he says, that the Berditcher Vitake, he said, Davin, brings down from the Slonimer Rebbe, who said in the Sivah Shalom, that when the Berditcher would Davin on Shuas, he would say, Abba Rechimoy, Taira Zisa Li Betat in Himmel, the Rabbi Shalom, Weissach zu uns, Azoi Yesach Gewissen zu unsere Tatis in Bar Sinai. Reveal yourself to us like you reveal yourself to the Tatis and Har Sinai. That is Shayach. On Shavuos is the time to daven for that. If you daven for that on Shavuos, it would really mamish like that, the same Gilui that we had in Har Sinai, it's Shayach as Azach. That's in line with what the Berditcher said. It's the same time of the year. It's the same thing. So. Then he brings down another Yisait, a Sefer called Toldos Aaron, quotes the Kedushas Levi. A similar question to the question we were asking. If the Avos had the Torah, what do you have to have a Kabbalah Torah? If the Gemara says, Yom Daf Chavches, that Avram Avinu is a Kam Kol Torah Kulat Shalei Nitna, so what do you have to have a Kabbalah Torah in Har Sinai? He didn't have it already. Why is it Torah Tzivul on the Moshe? It's Torah Tzivul on the Avram. So he says, the Kedushas Levi says, the Chilik is Pashut. And not only that, and again, the Malachi Asharis were Mekanah. The Gemara said, in Shavuos Beches, the Malachi Asharis. Bishar Shalom, Moshe Lamar. Malachi Asharis said, Rabban Shamala, Liyodi Shemenenu, why is this mortal of flesh and blood doing amongst us? And Hashem says, he's coming for the Torah. They said, what? Chamda Ganuza, this Tamda Ganuza, this hidden treasure that's already with you in Shemayim, 974 dairas, and you're giving it away to a Yilud Isha, to a bus of a dam? So Avram says to Moshe, Hachsalam Tshuva, give an answer. I'm afraid, Moshe says, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod, I got into Shmuz. But why were the Malachim suddenly jealous by the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? Why weren't the Malachim already jealous of Avram? Avram Avinu got the Torah, he was a Makan called Torah called Shem Nitna, so they shouldn't have been jealous of Avram. Good question, Nuva Zokter Abba Yisai. Yeah? What? Who's the Balabas of a Torah? Avram Avinu, he was master of the Torah from the Bria, but it wasn't that it belonged to him. He was not; he didn't own it. Torah was still in Shemayim. Avram Avinu was Zaycha. That's not for Shemayim. Yeah, so that's essentially what he answers to. That by Avram Avinu, he was master it, but he didn't have the Torah. He didn't own the Torah. He wasn't the Balabas. He wasn't the Paisik Achron on Torah. He was masik through looking at the Bria. He was masik a grace in Yonim Shtei Kli Yosef Kishtei Chachamim Amlamnos Atayras to kidneys like the Rebbeim taught him Tyra. Means he could filter out from the Bria Hasagas and the Rabban Shlom. But it wasn't his Tyra. He didn't paskin on Tyra. He's not the Balabas. Matan Tyra is the Pshat. Literally, the Rabban Shlom made us the Balabatim of a Tyra. So, if you think about it, it's a Meredik Azach. That we became the Balabatim of a Tyra where we paskin as the Emes. And what we touch up is Damas. And when I was Rabbi Yashashir now, he's learned Chulunai and Beis. But when I was Rabbi Yashashir about 2 years ago, he gave a shir, he was holding in Peregid Anosha in Chulun. And he made note to the fact that the Rambam in Perish HaMishnah, his pshat in the Gemara in a Pasuk is different than what Rashi says. The Rambam pshat in the pasuk, like in Anosh, is different even than the Gemara types of the pasuk. Not Rashi. The Gemara types of the pasuk. The Rambam can zichah disagree with Rashi, but the Rambam is disagreeing with the Gemara's pshat in the pasuk. And Rabbi Yashar said over from a Taisus Yontif from Masechta Nazir, I think it's Parakei. Taisus Yontif says, no problem. After the Chasim is a Talmud, after the Gemara is finished, nobody can disagree with the psak halacha from the Gemara. Can't disagree with the Psak Halacha of the Gemara, but Pshat in the Pasuk, anybody can say Pshat different. No problem. The Rambam can say different Pshat that contradicts Amoroyim and Tanoyim. No problem. So can you. You can say Pshat. You can write a Perish Lotaira. And it really, you know, a lot of things, I mean, I see, I remember when I wrote my Tillim, I had like one little goal. My goal was, I was very upset with Shem Shmuel Hirsch. Because his Tillim is mamish connected to all the Chazals. He has Peirushim there, who mamish like ignore every Medrash. He has a whole new Mahalach, very different than mamish Rishayim and Medrash and Chazal. So although I have the highest respect for him, but it's very poetic, very beautiful, but still, it's mamish like ignoring. But the Taisus Yontif says it's okay. You're allowed to say your own Peirushim, as long as it's not Negei Halach L'maisa. It doesn't change the halacha l'maisa. You can say your own pshat in the pasuk, as long as it's within some level of within the mezgeres of pshat, remesh, drash, and soid. You can say it, as long as it has some shaychas. You need a mesora to do that itself, but it's okay. I remember there was a guy who sometimes I said pshat. I said a shigul tayr pshat, new insight in the pasuk. Someone was so upset. So what's going on? How do you say this? How do you say pshat like this? I said that every. He goes, I'm not going to tell Yom Tov. I say pshat in the pasuk. Every sefer, every farish, every rishon, every yachr, is teaching up pshat in the pasuk. That doesn't say. I mean, it's kolor zach. I heard pshat this from the base of Levi. That's not printed in the base of Levi. You're married to get pshat. There is your thing. I heard that someone just told me you're married to get pshat. It says by Elisha that remember the Ben Hashanamas dies, and he sends Gechazi with his mishenes, his stick. To be Mechayim Mason, this Ben Hashanamas. So, I think he said over from this person, over from Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, it's not printed in any place, it's the Messiah. Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that the Meshenas means like this. The Isha Shanamas gave support to Elisha. She supported Elisha. She supported him. She built him a house, and a menorah, and a shulchan, and a mita. So the Mishenes means, he said, the schus of the fact that she's my Mishenes, I'm being supported by her, that's what Shemichai makes from her son. No one says that. There's no Medrash, I don't think. There's no Medrash, there's no Zohar, there's no Rishon. The Chaim of Lodge says, does it Pshat Mishenes? It's okay, it's fine. You can say, it's an insight, 1,000% beautiful Pshat. 1,000% Zer Shem. Amazing times from Chaim of Lodge, they sang Perushim, doesn't say earlier? You can say it's 100%. It was just hack me at China. It goes, how do I say anything that's not, I don't know, that's not written in some Sefer already? Which state do you have to say something in Sefer? Anyway, how we get into this over here? So the Pshat is that the Avais were not Balabatim. They didn't say Pshatim in the Torah. They just were Megale in Yonim from the Torah. Avram knew you have to do an asterisk. He looked at an asterisk tree, and at Pshatim from the tree itself, that you're supposed to take a little of an asterisk. But he wasn't the Balabas of the Torah, he didn't type the Torah, he didn't say Nuchalachas in the Torah. It wasn't his. Kabbalah the Torah, it became ours. That's where the Malachim were Makatri. Here's the Merit Gazach. The Oyev Yisrael and Shuas brings down. What's the Inyan of Avos Bikurim? We know that Shuas is Man Chag Bikurim. What's up is Bikurim? What's the Inyan? The Torah says that the first fruit, and you see, is starting to ripen on the tree, put a red string around it, and that's Bikurim. What's the Pshat? He says the Pshat is that the reason why Paris Eretz Yisrael is so special is not because it tastes good, but they have more vitamin D and vitamin C and riboflavin. The reason why Paris Yisrael is the best is because they're full of Nutzotzes HaKadosh. They're full of Kedusha, they're Kedusha capsules. The Mela, Zok the Bach, that's why we make brachas on it, that's why Mesava for the Paris Yisrael, Zok the Shlevi, he says, but you know, there's different Madragas in the Tzaitzis HaKadosh. There's stronger ones and weaker ones. There's starke sparks and there's schwache sparks. The first sparks to go into the tree are the strongest ones. So the Bikurim, HaKadosh L'Hashem, is because not found the better fruits or the sweeter fruits. The first fruit to be Mevakir is the fruit that has the most Nitzitz HaKadosh in it. That's when the Kadosh L'Hashem brings the base of Mikdash. Since they're the most Bekudosh Dik, they have the biggest spark of Kedusha, that's where the first wants to go. Hanop Shat Bikurim. The mitzvah Bikurim. Bikurim is to be makir, the Kedusha's a Paris, not the Tama Paris, or the nutrition of the Paris, or the vitamin of the Paris. It's the makir, the Kedusha of the Paris, which licked in the Paris. The Baalta Gazah, so that was Bikurim, Ukiya Paris, Yeshua, Nitzas, Akkadish, Vetor, Beyoiser, Ruma Mailas, Hamas, Bakim, Betchil, Verosh. So that's Yiva Kadish Baruch, Shemal, Aviyim, Verosh. The base of Mikdash, as I gesagt, the head of Kedusha's lady. And finally, he brings down, Sefer Tolus Yitzchak brings down that, this is about him, about the Levi Yitzchak. That the reason for Macholi Cholov, which Ali Kindlech based in the Cheder, the reason for Macholi Cholov to be eaten on Shuas is because after Mount Tyre, Yidden were asked to eat the meat from Kaida Mount Tyre, there was no Shechita. So they're also eating meat from Kaidim on Torah. So Mela, they had no time to go ahead and make a sakin. They had no time to go ahead and shecht. And there were no time to chamim who were boitkim, b'shoichtim. So they had to make machali chalav. So that's why the Zikar and Zeh, we eat machali chalav on Shuas. But what's interesting is that this pshat, Levi Yitzchak, is mamish word for word, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet. He says he's shamati b'shem God lechad. Tam Nochin says a real good reason is like the Mishnah Berurah. That's why Mishnah. This is the Chacham Echad is the Kedushas Levi. The Chacham Echad and he shamati Tam Nochin b'davar that after Ma'amad Har Sinai they came down the Har, they couldn't find kosher meat. The only thing they could find was machali chalav. They didn't have shochtim, they didn't have sakinim, they didn't have a chalav, they didn't have nikur, they didn't have chaylev, they had no masar yet. Kids, the whole matzah, but the katzavim was not beseder, and sounds like the God Lecha that Mishnah was talking about is this Kedushas Levi. That's the Kedushas Levi over here, and then finally the Kedushas Levi Taka, that was the Kutim, but the Kedushas Levi is this lady says. He says, I would say that slightly different the way he says it. A new pshat why you have Megillas Rus on Shavuos. he says, oh, yeah, he says like this. Why do you read Megillus Rus? Because Megillus Rus is all about Mashiach ben David. Megillus Rus is the pedigree of Mashiach ben David. And the Rambam says that the whole tachlis, there's a halacha, there's supposed to be mechakim et tzapa for the Mashiach. So the Chari says, how can a person, if you think about it, this is come out the hardest mitzvah there is. Achakale b'chol yishayavoy. Right? Rambam says, not enough to believe. There's Dr. Rambam and Hilchos Melachim. Even if you believe in Mashiach, but if you're not mitzapa mechakim kol rega for the Mashiach, you're kaifer not just in all the divrei neviim, you're kaifer in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam makes it clear, it's not enough to believe in Mashiach. If you believe, but you're not mekayim achakalei b'chol yom shiyavai, which nobody does, unfortunately, you're kaifer b'Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Kipshuti can say the reason why I read Megillus Rus on Shavuos is to remind us, hello, you always says, Rus, you said it all night. You said it all night, you learned all night, Mamas, you're a bug, you're a shaz, you're going to see him a shaz just now. Everyone's learning Yishalmi now, Bavi's not Dissant anymore, you have to learn Yishalmi, you're a big buck, you learn Shulchan Aruch, Habachak Yishulchan Aruch, Gevaldik. But you know what? Without Megillus Rus, you're still nowhere. It's not a Kabbalah Zadayah, because the Ram Vastans, you can know Kol Tara Kula, but if you're not believing in Mashiach, Ben David, and if you're not waiting for Mashiach Ben David, has gone, it's that Kaifer Bikr, Dr. Ramam, Hilchel Malachim, Perig Alav, Halach Alav. So mainly you have to read Taka Megillus Rus, which ends off, V'yishai, Hurlid as David. If you don't believe in David HaMelech, you're not on top of David HaMelech, you have no Kabbalah Zatayah. That's a chelik of the Kabbalah Zatayah. That's Kemenzak. But that's what he says. The Kedush Levi says, the Pshat is, it's such a hard mitzvah to mechakim on top of the Mashiach, because no one ever saw the Mashiach. So it's like a fairy tale almost. Like, a mechakim Mashiach. V'yivaz, ven, v'yizet the zayis, v'yishmekim das, v'yivaz. What does it taste like? What's it like? It's too abstract. Too hard, really, it's too hard. Tell me, I don't understand. It's like I never saw Mashiach. I don't know what Mashiach is. It's just too much to believe in. It's a Sherezach. That's what Shai says. That's why Dafki, you read about the Mashiach, Dafki, by Kabbalah Zatayah. If you realize you're learning the whole night, you're sitting and learning all night, you're sitting and learning the whole Shavuos. Now you're having a Geshmak and learning. And the Rama says the whole tachlis, why you're on top of Mashiach, look at the Rama, the last words of the Rama, Gantz Yerach HaZok is, that lo yoyah chacham, and the Vim Mesavim, and Mashiach, to be balabatum over this oilam, to be oichlam, v'shoysim, v'smechim, not to eat and drink and everything. But the whole time, you just one thing, but can zitz and learn, and so, the holy Mashiach is let's zitz and learn them. So on Shavuos, hopefully, even if you're not learning so much the whole year, chod Shavuos, maybe you'll learn something, you'll sit and learn Gishmach. So when on Shavuos you're on the Madrega to talk about Tzapa the Mashiach ben David. So you read Rus, which is the Amunah and David, Malki Mashiach on Shavuos Davka, because the only day of the year there's a Havamina, that you have a Shachas, an old Parsha, of looking forward to Mashiach, which is what? Looking forward to Zing learning all day. A lot of people aren't looking forward to that so much, you know. It's not, the Nishtah's interesting. Or that's what it's all about. I'm not in such a rush for Mashiach. I just learn all day. Shana's out. Yeah. The first thing Mashiach does, he takes everybody's cell phones away. Take the computers, take the car keys. Give me the car keys. It's ahead the computer, on the cell phone, and the checkbook. Everything, take everything away. What am I doing? I don't know. All my toys are gone. I have no car, no computer. No. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? No newspapers. What are you gonna do all day? No magazines. Not even Yated. No Hamadia. No centerfolds. Hamadia. No mishpacha. That's it. This is interesting. No Dow Jones averages, no baseball scores, nothing. Sit and learn. A lot of people are not looking. This is not so interesting. The Rambam is not achila, not shia, not simcha, and you have to turn all your toys. All the toys go back. You sit and learn all day. Is it so exciting? Says a geshmak. Briskov says Mashiach comes, we'll be running away from you. A pachad nayir. He'll just take one look at us, see the emes. Who we really are. As I got to we go around looking very nice. Say Hashem, Hashem Kapot, Hashem Shtraim, Hashem Bek, Mashiach see right through every one of us and there will be a pachad. People will run away from the Mashiach. It will be so scary. So that's the reason why Chutch, okay, the one time of the year, most people aren't into the Mashiach because it's not so interesting, Mashiach. If you read the Rambam, it's not so interesting. But on this day of Shavuos, there's some hope that that we might be interested in having Mashiach. What? One last thing. Chaparayim now, Mashiach comes, you have to give him the phone. Chaparayim. The kids, can a man in the middle of the Mashiach get his first shiur and someone's got their cell phone, start ringing in the middle of the Mashiach? I can hear it now. Because I'm a niggard, someone's got like, you know, the Beethoven's fifth. What? No photos of Mashiach. No, he's not going to centerfold the Mashiach. He's not going to Madia. What? We'll get a phone call from Mashiach. I'm here. We'll put him on hold. I'm too busy listening to the stock quotes. The Mashiach, we're having a good day. Dow Jones update. Come to tomorrow when the Dow Jones is down.
We'll take a message,
yeah. The kids, they get an answer machine, a voicemail. The kids, one or two last things over here. Oh, the classics. I'm just saying the classics of Lucius Levy. David Lucius Levy says here in Shavuos that all the Yomim Tovim are Merumas in Shavuos. Famous Lucius Levy. Shavuos, man, they're saying as a remez to all the Yomim Tovim. How does it work? He says, you have in Shavuos Rosh Hashanah, because it says, Kol Shefer Gadol Chazak Miyai, Mimat and Tayre, Rosh Hashanah is the Sefer. You have Sukkos, because Sukkos is Nanani HaKavet, Mimat and Tayre. There was an Onan Kavet over, there was an Onan Varafel over Mimar and Sinai. And you also have the Tilos Lulav, if, whatever, he has a remnant to that, but Pesach, of course, the beginning of Shavuos, so Pesach and Shavuos are Uchuzim Medvukim B'yachad. And Yom Kippur, what do you get Yom Kippur? Where's in Remez Yom Kippur and Shavuos? So Rosh Hashanah is the Shaifer. And Pesach is the beginning of Sukkot, and Sukkot is the Nani Kavod, and Pesach is the beginning, Sukkot is Shavuos like the Shmini Atzeres of Pesach. But what do you have Yom Kippur? He says, because the Gemara says that in Yushalmi and Bikurim Taka, Gimel Moichel of Nesayim, one of the three people is a chosim, Yom Chupasai. And Yimachal the Kala too. Right? And since Chazal say, right, that the tender render of Nais Yushlaim, right, Bemel Shlaimai, Beyoim Chasanasai, Beyoim Simchas Liboy, and Chazal say, Beyoim Chasanasai, this is Matan Torah. So it comes out that Matan Torah was a Chasana. And by a Chasana, Meichman Kovar Nasenu. So the effort's around with Yom Kippur, which is also Mechilas Avoinus. So Shuas has Ale Yomim Taivim, Shaifers, Yom Kippur, Sukkis, Pesach, Ale Zachen, Lakdish Levi. And of course, the Ramban in the Shitting Betis and Ksubis Dav Ches brings down a Ramban. And the states of many places, the Tashbat is a big arichas about it. The all Minhagim under the Chuppah are remembered to Marmar Sinai. That the Chuppah itself is like Kofalim Hakagigis, and all the Inyanim of the Chuppah that you do by Chazan Kala is a remez to Maimon and Sinai. That's why we say the Kaddish Am Yisrael are the Chuppah v'Kedushin. What's your Chuppah v'Kedushin? It's a Kedushin v'Chuppah. There's just a Bar Sinai. First it was the Chuppah, it was a couple of Harkigigis, and then the Yidum Makabal Torah, that was the Kedushin. That's why we say the Kaddish Am Yisrael are the Chuppah v'Kedushin, because it means, does not now, the Chuppah v'Kedushin doesn't mean now, it means Chuppah v'Kedushin and Maimon and Sinai. Maimon and Sinai, there's a Chuppah before there's Kedushin, Martha Schiller. There was chuppah before there was kedushin. As I said, the sheet, the name of the Ramban. That's what he's saying over here also. One or two last things here. He says another thing. The kedushas Levi. You saw this, that you know says the Medrash Tanchuma, famous Medrash. Rashi brings down the Luchos Rishonos were broken because Shalta Ayin Hara. So Mat Nazach Shalta. Who gave an Ayin Hara? Who said Luchos Rishonos got Ayin Hara? It was for fasting, not Ayin Hara. So he said the Rebbeinu Shem shouldn't have done it in the first place. Hero Shmuz Rabbi Leib Shteyman once, that was in Yerushalayim, he spoke for the Yachi Kalev Nagud a couple of years ago. So he gave a whole Shmuz about what's the pshat, the Luchos Rishonos, they were Shalta Ayin Hara. So Eibah said, why do you want to give it a professor to start with? Hashem knows it's Ayin Hara, you shouldn't have done it in the first place. So he said, yeah, Nechnami, but whatever he ever hoped, it was not so clear. Dr. Shlevi, you know what the pshat is? The Ayin Hara didn't come from Klal Yisrael, it came from the Goyim. Because since their bunch went first to Edlin, and he went to Yishmael. And he asked them to want to retire. And they said, the shot to the Parnasa, I got into Parnasa's Ritzichon, Gezno, and Niuf. So Meila, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam finally did give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the Ayin Hara is from the Goyim. That's shot. It had to be like that. Since the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Mukhrich, Hashem is Seir Ba. Right? We also, right, we were Kaidesh, then we Paran. Right? Hashem came, he daf got to go to the Goyim first. So it's Mukhrich, that Luchos Rishonos, the Farhesi, wasn't because Yidden saw it at our Sinai. That's not the faster that we were 600,000 people, so the calls are brachim, that's us. The ayin har is the goyim. Shehichzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a tzayra l'umais. Anas no ha'umais ayin har, about luchas rishaynas, luchas rishaynas, they didn't see it. The goyim didn't see it. And also the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'asad l'achzer l'as luchas rishaynas l'klal Yisrael. Azoy zavtei l'shlevi. And finally, first Nach Zokta. Oh, Zokta Azoy. Zokta, one last thing, it's kapak. The Klir Levi on Shua is a kapak. It starts off, the whole shtickle on Shua starts off, Nishalti ben Medina's Litta. He says, I was in Litta, the Litvaks asked me a question. Nishalti ben Medina's Litta. How come Shua is, Natar is called Atzeres? What's that, but Shua is called Atzeres? It's not called Mamma, Natar is saying that it's called Atzeres. It's not, it's the only place in the Torah that, now Demis says, the Torah itself doesn't call Atzeres. The Mishnayos and Bikurim say that Bikurim starts by Atzeres, and Atzeres really is by Shmini Atzeres. That's the Kasha. The Kasha of the Kasha and Litta was that the Torah, the only Chag that's called Atzeres is Takash Shmini Atzeres. But in the Torah Shebal Peh, in Mishnayos Bikurim, the Gabi Din Bikurim, Shuas is called Atzeres. Why is it called Atzeres? It gives three Terutzim, and the first is a very simple Terutz, that the basic one, that there's no cheft of mitzvah on Shavuos, certainly not b'zman zeh, we don't have bikurim. So all we use is netzarim and malacha. We don't work, so it's called atzeres, because all there is no matzah, no luluv, no esrog, no sukkah, no morah, no karm pesach. All there is that we're netzar, it's shev al tasa, that we're refrained from malacha. But he says a little deeper, he says, Oifan HaGimel, he says, there's a famous Ramban on the Pasuk and Shir Shirim Bei Zion, why are you arousing the Ava? What does that mean, Ashatechpots? So, what's the Ramban, the most famous Ramban? That the Ramban says that whenever a person has this iris for Ava, Hashem, Mata'iru, Mata'iru, Esa Ava, Ashatechpots. If you have this iris, you have to concretize it and embed it in a cheft, in something physical. It's not shy to have time a big Osiris. You have a Gewalt. Tonight you finished for your Seimer. You have a big Osiris. Wow, 49 days at a Gewalt to Gezach. This time you want this dance. You want to do something. You have to do something, Taka. If you feel a big tidal wave of Avas Hashem sweep over you, wash over you, so you can't just let remain a thought and a feeling, because then it just disappears. You have to put it into practice, something in Chefza. You have to Yasa, take if Eza Mitzvah. Give some Tzedakah right away. That's a Chavek and learn. Do something lemaisa concrete. Otherwise, it'll get lost. Because you should know, if a pesa pisayim, there's an or hanishba love, it's an or hanishba love in the milamala. And that is a gift from the Rebbeinu Shlom. And that gift that you're getting suddenly, a big Osiris, is a neshama. And the neshama without a guf can't exist. The neshama has to have a guf. So if you have a big spiritual awakening, you have a gval, what they call an epiphany, and you suddenly, wow, gval, you have a big asaga. You just can't let it remain a saga, because it's like an neshama without a guf. It just flies away. You have to put it into a guf. You have to put it into a chayfetz. You have to do a mitzvah, give some tzedakah, learn. Don't do something. Do a bikur chol. Do something. You have to have a basis. You have to have a chizuk. You have to have something solid to lock it into. That's shat esava achetechpatz. That's what you have to do. So meila says chayfetz lashon kli. You have to put the sirus into a kli. Says b'shas matan tayra. Of Adi is not a big Osiris. But the problem is that there's nothing, no kli to put the Osiris into. There's no mitzvahs yet. There's no mitzvahs whatsoever. They just got a Gili and Shemayim. So what do they do? So the only mitzvah they had right then was the mitzvah of Hagbola. That they shouldn't, Leisigabahar, stay away from the mountain. That's all they had. And that was the only kli they had to Osiris. And maybe that's why it's called Atzeres. Atzeres means to be restrained, to be held back. So the only mitzvah, that's why the Mishnah calls it Atzeres, because Lemaisa, the only cheftz of mitzvah that Yidden had at that time, was that it became very zohir, very ugly, Mish Don't visit Chishon. Don't touch. Don't get close. Stay away. The Gvul, the Atzeres, be held back. That was the Gansa Chefts of Mitzvah. That's what kept them. So Atzeres is a Zechut to the fact that the Taku Netzar from the Gvul. They were Netzar from the Gvul. Could be that's the reason why I always have an Eva Kakasha. The Rashi says, right? Rashi says that the Gvul spoke. The Gvul spoke and said, don't get close. To propel the mud in the Rashi. Why did the Gvul speak over there? The Gvul spoke. Lamor, don't get close. Lesephis. The Gvul suddenly speaks to them. Because this was here with Mamish, that was the Iker. It comes out, according to the Jewish Levi, the Iker Cheftza of the whole Kabbalah Zatayra. Kabbalah Zatayra itself would have been lost. And the Saras would have been lost unless there was a Gvul over there. So Hashem had to make the Gvul a very clear thing and make it very, very clear. Zach. This idea that the Gvul has to talk and say, this is it, be careful, don't touch me. And they had to be very, very aware of the Gvul, because this the whole Chetz of Atzeres was talking the Gvul. Sirus Lema. Zerus Yagin Lai is many more things of Rabbi Yisai, Shri Yisai, Shri Yisai, Shri Yisai, Shri Yisai, Shri Yisai, Shri Yisai, Rabbi Yankov Yosef, Michezkel Spitzer, brought us a little something to make a brach on. Yeah. Shmin Pesach. Yeah, he said that. By the way, you know, there's the famous Zohar Kaddish, the Parzemor. Zohar asks, Zohar the Gezohar, how come Shavuos is only one day? Such a choshev thing should be 7 days, Pesach 7 days, Sukkah 7 days. What happened to poor Shavuos Nebuch? Why is it such a yosemol? It's only one day, Nebuch. Zok the Zohar Fakert, it's very important. Because the ganze Avodas Hashem is like a tree. And there's a trunk and there's branches. The trunk of the tree of Avodas Hashem is Shavuos. That's the Eitz Chaim Elohim Achzikim Bo. So Fakir, Shavuos is one day, so this is Echad Miyuchad. This is the source, this is the core. And from one side you have a Pesach. Before you have Pesach, after you have Sukkot. Those are seven branches. But the Yisod, the trunk and the core and the essence of Klal Yisrael is Shavuos. And so it's only one day because this is one trunk. This is the main trunk of Klal Yisrael. The rest is just branches. This is it. Azoy Shtai, Zoy Kudish Pashas MR.